Welcome to Daf in Depth, Brachis Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, when it quotes the Psukim from Tefillas Chana, Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeves imcha bazeh. The Gemara learned, Mikan she'asur leshe b'teich dal an amish al tefillah. You can't sit within four amish for someone who's in the middle of davening. And the Torah says in Simen Kof Beis, Be'im ilafonov, be'im in atzadin, you have to be machik dal an amish. As it says in this Pasuk, ha'nitzeves imcha. And the Torah actually brings a gematria that Zeh is gematria 12, telling us that a person has to stay away from a total of 12 amis from all three sides of a person who's davening. The Torah brings b'shem the ga'inim, and it's actually quoted on Taisvis on our daf lamed aleph from the base dibur hamaschil mikan, that there's an iser to sit within four amis of someone who's davening is daf k'kashiyeshiv batal. Only when you're sitting and not doing anything. Avolim oisik b'tefillah. However, if you're middle of davening, could go in b'kriyashma b'ruchayseha u'chiyetzabai. If you're davening, say kriyashma or the birchas kriyashma u'chiyetzabai or something similar, shaper dummy. Then it's okay. And the Torah says u'mashma midivrayim shem oisik b'tayra aser. However, if a person is learning Torah, then it will be aser to sit within four amis of someone who's davening. Shalei hiskiru ele kriyashma b'ruchayseha. The Gaonim only said that the heter applies to someone who's in the middle of kriyashma and it's brachas. And the Torah says, V'hachi mistaver. This seems very understandable. Because even though Torah is more chomer than tefillah, because someone who's Torasai umnasai is not mafsik his learning to daven. However, when it comes to this halacha of sitting next to somebody who's davening, tefillah is adifa. Tefillah is greater. Because the reason why it's aser to sit within four amis of someone who's davening is because it looks like ki ilu chaveire mekabel olam malchus shamayim v'hu'ene mekabel. It looks as if his friend who's davening is being mekabel on himself, Malchus Shamayim, and this person is sitting down and not being mekabel. However, when a person is being oisik in kriyashma and it's brachas, then you lose that reasoning because this person is also being mekabel on himself, oil, Malchus Shamayim. If you take a look in the Bais Yosef says that it's not only kriyashma and it's brachas. Even if he's being oisik in sharin yonei tefillah, it's also not a problem. But then he says, how about a person who is saying Perek Ezeu Mekayman? The minig is that people read the Perek of Ezeu Mekayman before they start davening. Bais Yosef says that since the minig is to say the Perek of Ezeu Mekayman as part of davening, it's considered Me'inyanei Tefillah. And since it's considered Me'inyanei Tefillah, it's not going to be a problem, and you're allowed to sit within four amis of someone who's davening even when you're saying Perek Ezeu Mekayman. However, the Bach argues on the Bais Yosef, and the Bach says that since the Ikar Takana of Perek Ezeu Mekayman, and he mentions the Brayso of Rabbi Shmuel as well, since Chazal were Mesakin to say those Mishnayis as a person's responsibility to have Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud learnt during the day, therefore that's called Esek HaTorah, that's not called part of Tefillah, and therefore you're not going to have the Heter to sit within four amos of someone who's davening. And I saw in the Sefer Birchas Avram that he says that the Beis Yosef held that the Yisod of the Takana of the Torah was because a person, when he's sitting within someone who's davening, looks like he's not being mekabel o malchus shamayim. So anything that's part of tefillah, it's part of the regular tefillah, even though maybe Chazal were mesakin it initially, for limud haTorah, it's not going to have the problem that you look like you're not being mekabel o malchus shamayim. And he wants to explain that the Shulchan Aruch, who says that someone who's weak, someone who's chalosh, is allowed to sit within the alad amis of a mespal, the Mishnah Berurah brings a chaya adam that says, the yadua shehu chalosh. Because it's known, it's obvious that he's a chalosh. And he says, that's all going with the time of the Torah, that the reason why a person is not allowed to sit with him for amis is because it looks like he's not mekabel malchus shamayim when his friend is davening. However, if it's nicker, everybody realizes that he's chalosh, we're not going to have that problem. The Yitzvah writes another reason why it's aser to sit teich dalat amis of a mispalel. And he says that when a person is davening, the shechinos teifeses dalat amis misavav ha-mispalel. When a person davens, amazing, he has the Shechina around him. The Shechina surrounds him within his four amis, and therefore it's not covered for a person to sit within four amis because it looks like he's being mezalzel in the Shechina. And the Birchas Avram goes to explain that according to the Torah, it's a little hard to understand why someone who's standing and not doing anything is not a problem. Why is only sitting a problem? If the whole reason why it's aser is because it looks like when your friend is davening, I mean, Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, you're not being Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, So even if you're standing and not doing anything, it's a little hard to understand. However, according to the Ritva, who says that the reason why a person cannot sit within Dalet Amis is because the Shechina is within those four Amis, so we can understand that's only when a person is sitting. However, if a person is standing, that wouldn't be a problem. The Me'iri brings another reason, and it's coming from Yerushalmi, that says that the reason why you shouldn't be within four Amis of a person who's davening is because maybe the person who's davening is asking for his Trachim, he has needs, that he is embarrassed that a person who's within earshot is going to hear. And therefore, the Me'iri says that it's usher to even sit behind the person. But according to the Torah and the Ritva, their reasons wouldn't usher somebody from sitting behind. Have a wonderful day.